Our time this morning, a little bit focused on Isaiah, but as you may have noticed from really the Romans reading, you kind of already heard a sermon. That section of Romans from Paul reminding us that we who have died through baptism into Christ's death are now risen with him in life. That song that we just sang, as we'll continue the last two verses after the after this message, same thing. It's a sermon about new life and being a little different, even in this life. So maybe my time with you is more contemplation over what it means to be in this new life. Some of you know I did my vicarage in New Orleans, my pastor internship. This church has a long history of vicarages as well, and my year in New Orleans was great, stories for another day, but there's a road, I-10, just like you have I-95 that passes through New York, I-10 passes through New Orleans. And it was this crazy visual, and you go between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and the highway is technically a bridge. It's only a few feet above the swamp, but you're on a bridge, and so when you get onto that part of I-10, and it's miles and miles and miles like this, it's the weirdest feeling because you're elevated a little bit, but you're going through the swamp. And if you really stop to think about it, that road is not really on anything. It's sort of just on stilts in the mud. And over time in New Orleans, especially thinking about the work that I was doing there after Katrina, and just over years of being a pastor in the church and preaching sermons like this one, I always come back to that idea of being in the swamp, but a little bit above it. It's one of the big questions you get when you think about baptism. When you think about the proclamation that in baptism you have a heavenly home. You've heard sermons like this, that you have a heavenly home and that your place is with Christ and you're part of the family, but yet we're still here. That we're in this world, but not of this world. You've heard these sermons before, right? That we're washed clean in the waters of baptism, that we're not sinful anymore, we are perfect, we are His, we're chosen, and yet we still start a service with confession and absolution. We're still a little dirty in the swamp water. But yet God pulls us up and over it like I-10. That idea just sticks with me, and I hope it sticks with you. The first part of that message, of that sermon, and me being a member of this church, not the pastor of the church, note I'm going to talk to myself in this a little bit too. The first part of that sermon that you've heard before and that I've heard before and that I've preached before is that Christ was the first one who went through the swamp, right? You can take that to its natural end. That Christ went through the swamp of death, that Christ got dirty and died for us. You know, the Romans reading did that for us this morning. And that we who have been, now back to Isaiah, we who have been pulled through the fire are fine because Christ was consumed by that fire. That we who are pulled through the waters do not drown in the water because Christ already drowned in that water for us. Right? You've heard that sermon before. It's the second part that is powerful for me. That we're the ones now on the road above the swamp. I'm going to get emotional. So my dear friend's partner died yesterday, or 2 days ago. And you'll know what I'm leaving to go down there to be with him. It's pretty tragic, pretty terrible. And so after the service, I have my luggage here, so if you see me walk with my luggage afterwards, I'm not being super weird. And it's a reminder of what our life is, our life, Christians, the chosen ones, the forgiven ones, the baptized ones, that our life is now getting into the swamp, getting into the fire, getting into the roaring waters and pulling people out. The Isaiah reading today, I have friends in California, we have churches in the middle of all the fires. The Isaiah reading being read today, not just for me, but for all the people that are dealing with so many terrible things like those in California, it's so powerful. First, as I started this message with, because Christ has been consumed and has been drowned and has died in the swamp and has emerged with us perfect and pure and unharmed and unscorched. But this reading from Isaiah to the people in the exile was also a message that they, who are still in this world, are here for a reason. That we, God's people gathered, have purpose in this life. Especially because we have a God who's gone through the worst of the worst. These words from Isaiah, and if you've ever read the book of Isaiah, it's a lot of really bad stuff is going on in the proclamation from Isaiah, and it's because the Babylonians had done really bad stuff. Excuse me, the Israelites had done really bad stuff, and the Babylonians did worse things to them, and we were part of the exile. And he was reminding them that even us who are scattered throughout are still loved and cared for and blessed by God, and that they were going to be brought back. And it's this reminder that no matter what we end up with in this life, no matter where we end up with, or no matter where we end up or who we end up with, that God is still there with us to the farthest reaches in the diaspora for the Israelites and the darkest, worst places that this world can throw at us. We could all sit around for the next few hours and tell our own stories and even talk about what can happen in the future of how you're going to be there for people. And I think it's a time to celebrate that God has chosen us in this world for a purpose. That we are His chosen and beloved people, and that He trusts us to be in this world to do His work. The formula could have been that when you were brought to the waters of baptism, you immediately took your place in heaven. That could have been the formula. God in His majesty could have said, when I claim you as mine, I'm taking you home. But He didn't do that. He said, I'm claiming you, I'm washing you, and I'm leaving you in the world for my purposes. And often, that purpose is to get off the highway, into the swamp, into the fire, into the water, and show people that there is life, that there is joy, even through the tragedies. That we have a God who loves us no matter where we end up. And that regardless of the day-to-day chaos, God loves you, cares for you, and that you get to say that same thing to others and show them that. So while this time was really cathartic for me, in preparation for my day, I need to show up in Orlando with a little joy, a little bit of peace that comes from knowing Christ. And so maybe that's the last lesson for us, God's people in the world, that because we know this God, we can bring joy and peace to any situation in the midst of any fire, in the midst of any flood, in the middle of any swamp. We have joy and peace because of Christ, and we get to bring that to this world. May God guide us in that work until we see Him face to face. Amen.